Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
No one ever felt this way before.
That is beautiful. Sorry. Hello, podcasters.
I swear.
No, don't. This is the spot.
It's the truth.
This is, I'm going to have to bring you down. Because this is the part, bro, that people like download the podcast and decide whether they want to listen to us. Okay?
Oh, it all.
So don't put them off. Welcome to it. If you do decide to stick around, we're very appreciative. Gosh, honestly, my patience is wearing thin today. We talk about attractive accents. I do some great ones in there. And if you can do a good Mario impression, then also this is the show for you. Okay, he's literally not. Okay, I'm done. Enjoy!
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
And sad news for fans of Super Mario Brothers.
There's so many
of
you too.
Iterations.
And for those that don't know, Ellie, literally, how many nights a week do you reckon you and Dan would get into a good session of Mario Kart?
4 or 5.
Jesus.
Just a good half hour. No, this is the thing.
A good half hour, really?
A lot of couples sit down and watch TV together. What? We sit down and have a couple of GPs, Grand Prix.
What's the longest session you've had?
Oh, there's been some weekends.
Yeah, where that's all you've done?
Yeah.
And there's just chip packets everywhere. And
yeah, get a bit of Uber Eats on the couch.
Oh,
lunch.
God, because you don't want to see the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But we're not gamers.
You spend the entire weekend gaming.
No, I don't spend the whole weekend. Sometimes.
If I spend the entire weekend fishing, I'm a fisherman.
If it's bad weather outside, maybe we will. Anyway, that's
you've
not the point.
Done it recently?
Spent the entire weekend gaming.
Or spend a large period of time.
We didn't play last night.
Yeah. Not night before.
We played
though.
The night before. Yep. I won the night before.
Perfect weather that night. So just checking that
we
one out.
We went for
out.
A picnic on Sunday, okay?
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyhow, so you play a lot of it. Mm. So this is news to you and very interesting.
Yes. The original voice of Mario, whose name is Charles Martinet, he's been doing it since the 1990s, right? Mm. He's decided he's had enough. He's
how do you
down.
Have enough? From what I know of voiceover contracts, they're lucrative.
Right.
And I mean, I had a really good mate, my old co-host, who went over to the United States. When he got there, he got the voiceover gig for, I think it was Outback Steakhouse, one of those places.
Mm-hmm.
He was making six figures.
Yeah.
Doing a 15-minute session, a 15-minute recording session every week from his cupboard with a blanket over his head into a microphone for the soundproofing, right?
That's the dream.
$100,000.
Yeah, but these days AI can do it all. So there's probably an AI version of Mario. So now it'll probably be a robot doing this. Oh, why didn't that work?
Because the robot was fine. It was a human that stuffed that, wasn't it, Chaney?
Okay, let's do that again. There'll be a robot doing this.
It's a me, Mario. Woohoo!
Are they going to AI the whole thing now?
I don't know. Are you just blaming AI? Of course.
You're becoming an old person far too quickly for my liking, just blaming everything on development. It's those lefties and the robots.
Well, don't take Mario away from me.
Maybe the guy's just quitting.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the only facts we actually have. Anyhow, I cannot believe this show has lowered to this, all right? And I'm only going to say the prize once because I don't want to endorse this idea because I don't think it's going to work. Are we ready? All right. For Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, in cinema September school holidays, so we will take care of the family for one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
545-11919. Give us your best, Mario.
It's-a me, Mario.
Okay, my turn.
Did you set this up so did you say, okay, my turn?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
I want to kick it off for people.
Okay.
It's-a me, Mario.
No way.
No,
not enough pitch.
It's-a me, Mario.
You're only allowed one go, by the way.
Oh, okay. Do you want to have a go?
All right, why not?
Okay. It's-a me, Mario. That's not bad.
I love I love the face you give me when I do something actually good. You're like,
yeah,
oh, I didn't expect
in
that.
Shock.
4 years into a relationship. Okay.
I know. I will allow. You don't have to just do It's-a me, Mario.
About,
you can also
about,
do.
Woohoo! Let's go.
Or
okie dokie.
What about
It's-a me?
I'm a Mario. I'm gonna win.
Yeah, again. Yeah. Not too bad,
thank
bud.
You. What would you know? Eleanor Rose Chaney, doyen of Australian radio. She's got her finger right on the pulse.
Oh, stop it. Well, we're very sad that the voice of Mario from Super Mario Brothers is stepping down. He's had a 40-year career. He's done.
Voiceovers, just phone him in, collect the check, go home. Like, I don't understand this. Why would you leave this? It's not like anyone else is going to, any other voice gig he goes for. It's like, yeah, we're doing you a narration part in a Liam Neeson audio book, and then he goes, and then a butter. They're like, that's Mario.
He's done. He's made money. And so we thought, we want you to give us a call, 545-1119.
Yeah, maybe you can replace him.
In honour of Mr. Mario, give us your best.
It's-a me, Mario.
Yeah, this is such good content that not only are people calling in, we will get to every single one of you. It's my promise. 545-1119 for those Paw Patrol, the movie tickets. It's actually dragged in. Seamus was driving past from Jules and Seamus. Buddy, you wanted to, you couldn't just call to get your thing on.
Did you literally stop your car and run up here to do it?
I was driving along and I heard you talking about it. I go, I've got to do my impression. And I thought, what's one
surprised
way
you
better?
Park downstairs, fair dinkum.
I went down to our car park. And noticed you weren't in my park.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I took that one.
No, you're free.
And I thought, you know what? Mm-hmm. Better than calling in, I'm coming into the studio because I've got actions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, obviously.
That's nothing better in a verbal medium.
But, no, this is his jump.
Oh, you do. That is a great Super Mario drum.
Yeah. Right.
Legs akimbo.
Genuine listeners are waiting. So, are you going to give this a crack or?
Do you want me to? Okay, so first of all, I might lead into Mario. First one, do you know who this is?
No. Yoshi. Is that Yoshi?
It's Yoshi when you pick him. Yep. And then what about, I'm a Wario. I'm going to win.
Oh, yeah, we don't like Wario.
You don't like Wario? I love Wario. Nah, I'm a Wario.
Okay.
Anyhow, the
and
point.
Give us your Mario.
Right, Mario. Hey, it's a me, a Mario.
Now, that's too Italian.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
It's my uncle.
You can stick around there. Is that worth pulling in for? Fair dinkum.
Yeah, I had well my done, fun. No. I'll go
Ash
now.
Ash is in Palmview on 545-1919. No, stick around, bud. Who's having a crack at being the new Mario?
My son, Pierce.
Oh, okay. I love this. Little Pierce. That's right. I think the little Pierce was on yesterday, maybe for Under the Pump Kids. I could be wrong.
No, that was Nolan. So Nolan. My older son, Pierce. Yeah.
She's got a factory of them. Well, the other one can be Luigi. So you'll be fine.
All right. Nolan, take it away. Oh, sorry, Pierce, take it away. Give us your best Mario.
It's me, Mario.
Ooh, I like that. A little woohoo. That's pretty good. I like that.
That.
All right. Is it Taylor in Budrum?
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay, that's right.
Tay-Tay. Hi,
seven,
Tay-Tay.
Now 8-year-old Tay-Tay, mad Souths fan. We won't talk about the footy at the moment, but Tay-Tay, give us your best Mario.
Oh, Mamma Mia, it's me, Mario.
This is better than I thought. Seamus, thoughts on that one?
Oh, I like that one. I could hear the emphasis. Yeah. I could see the little hands go out like an Italian
in my
guy,
mind,
like the emoji.
There's Napoli sauce dripping and, you know, all sorts of things happening. All right, we've got plenty to get through. Got a couple of those family passes to Paw Patrol, the mighty movie. Marissa in Parisian Beach. Give us your best Mario. Any sound bottle do.
Hello, Marissa.
This is where Mario dies.
Oh, Marissa's getting nervous.
That's the subtitle Mario. And I think a great
it's
one.
Me,
I think we can all
Mario.
There we go. I'll just do that on behalf of Marissa.
Seamus thought that was fair dinkum. He was like, wow.
Wow.
Really that's good. Big Rusty.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us, give us your best piece of Mario.
Oh, okay. I had to ring in because I bloody love Mario Brothers.
I feel you, bud.
It's-a me, Mario.
Woohoo!
Ooh. Not too bad.
Russ could be my favourite so far.
Yeah, but I don't know. How's Russ going to go with Paw Patrol, the mighty movie? We'll get onto that in just a second. And finally, George. Is it George from Alex?
Yeah, 8-year-old George. Hello.
Hi.
Do you want to be Mario for us?
Yep.
Hit us with it.
It's-a me, the Mario. Yahoo!
Wow.
I love the wahoo at the end. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, over to you, Chaney. This is your bag.
Mm. Oh.
I'll tell you what, we'll throw an extra pass in there as well.
Oh, so I have to pick two people?
Well, it's supposed to make it easier.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, Pierce's was very good at the start.
Yeah.
So why don't we go with Pierce? And you know what, George? I'm proud of that. If you can give us one more, George, you've got tickets to Paw Patrol as well.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, do it again, mate.
Do
can
it
you
again,
can
mate.
You say "all sweet" in a Mario voice?
Oh, let's sweet.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9
This is an embarrassing story about me and by me. I'll keep it nice and quick.
Thank you. Very lovely of you.
I'm not exactly that technologically adept, folks. I'm not.
What?
I'm not. Hang on.
What? What?
You're just adding to the time.
I'm
not the worst. Come on.
No.
I'm not the worst.
No. My mum's worse than you.
Of course.
For sure. But she's got like 30 years on you.
She's okay. All right. I'll go straight to the embarrassing part then. Okay. If we're done with the bullying. Okay, good.
We'll see.
Okay, good. This morning, I was trying to get this on my side of the desk. I answer the phones most of the time, and there's a big touchscreen. Maybe it's a 20-odd inch screen, touchscreen to answer the phones, use the phone system, and it's what I use for email, whatever, on this side of the studio. Now, it wasn't working. I checked. I know where the CPU is for it, where the actual computer is.
Mm-hmm.
Check that. That's running. I'm like, oh, God. And there was, I think there was maybe 10 minutes until we had to do an Under the Pump Diamond Edition, and I was freaking out because I need to use the phones for that. I want to give people the cash. So I've put a note into support. In our business, if you have an issue with something, equipment breaks, whatever, you need help with something, you write a note to support and the relevant person will come up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Quick as a flash, Gary from Takoda Legends downstairs.
Hey, Gazza.
Big fan of Gary and what he does because he's super quick and he's super polite and he hasn't told everyone, I hope, why my screen was not responding. I've tried everything. I've jiggled the mouse. I've played with the keyboard. I've checked all the connections. I've run to where the power is. I've checked the CPU. And I said to Gaz, would you mind going in and having a look? We've just got to do some preparation. No worries. So Gaz comes in dutifully, comes back out about 20 seconds later. I thought he had to ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it's fixed. I said, what happened? He said, he pulled me aside. He goes, it was turned off. You hadn't turned the monitor on. And then, but to soften the blow, because he's such a gentleman, instead of just piling on me, which every radio person would do, Gaz is like, would you like me to show you where the button is?
Bless Gary.
I was like, Gary, I know I'm a dickhead. Well, don't rub it in.
The rest of us did find out about it, and we did have a pile on, appropriately so. My favourite was Taz, who said, you literally had to do half of just turning it on and off again.
Yeah. Gary's
you
like,
you didn't even have to turn it off.
So we'd like to go somewhere with that little story, and I'm hoping by sharing I'll get more people out. Don't forget, Caller of the Week gets $100 to spend at Bella Venezia, the best Italian joint in the Southern Hemisphere, in my opinion, and also get some Campbell and Bradley flowers, which are delightful as well. Chaney, tech support, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you are in tech support and people have called you for absolute dropkick reasons, whether you've called tech support and, like me, they've turned up and gone, oh, there's something simple.
To do.
Wasn't plugged in.
Okay, well, Kelly has called in, Kelly from Bly Bly, with a tech support story of her own. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, Kel, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, were you the supporter or did you need the support?
I was a supporter. I used to work at Sunny Coast Uni at the IT help desk.
Ooh, yeah, oh, wow, that would
God,
be.
God, that's a tough job.
Is my little issue that I had the worst of the worst?
Well, this one is pretty bad. So I can't remember what the issue was, but I asked them what operating system they're using. Was it Mac or Windows? And they said Samsung.
That's always good.
And then I asked, what's the internet browser? And they said Microsoft. So,
oh, wow.
I had no clue.
Wow. Okay. Good. good. What do you do there? Okay. Do you hang up or you just take a deep breath, go for a walk around the office? You know, because it's going to be a long way.
Email.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that one was an email. And so it was a back and forth to get it sorted.
Back and tech support over email. That's tough.
You know what? You should get danger money for that. I reckon that would be out of control.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah. So did anyone ever call you just out of interest because they hadn't turned on
computer? All right, okay, all right.
Is that no?
No, but we did often tell people to turn it back off and on again.
Yeah, how accurate is the IT crowd? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, very accurate.
Very accurate.
Oh, good on you.
All right, hey, thanks for
university
giving us a peep behind the curtain.
Yeah, there's a whole university of students, Bex, and you were the worst. How does that make you feel?
Mate, are we done yet? What?
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I want to talk accents, okay? And I'm just going to come out and say a blanket apology if we butcher any accents in
this next
few minutes.
Yeah, there are people out there who, for their own reasons, and I understand that, might see this and go, oh, it's a bit racist. It's not meant to be. If it offends you, then please let us know or just go somewhere for 10 minutes.
Pretend we're actors, you know?
We're just getting a character. We're really shit actors.
Yeah. I have received a press release with the details of a study that's being conducted by eHarmony. Mm. And it says basically a whole bunch of statistics about what the most attractive accent is.
No.
Accent.
No, I don't think that's accent.
No? I can't say accent.
No, that's not a thing though, right?
Accent. Okay. So I'll run you through a few of the stats, and we're going to open the phones to you, Sunny Coast, 545-11919.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most attractive accent? So half of Aussie women believe a foreign accent can make someone seem more attractive. That's fair.
Yes. I think it always can. I mean, tell you what, sometimes when people come up with an accent that's right up your alley, you forget what they even look like.
That's true. And you're just captivated by the way they speak. Mm. Well, the most popular accent has been a Thai. Do you want to have a guess?
Oh, not a Thai, not a Thai accent.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, with the greatest respect to the Thai people, had a lot to do with them through my time in Muay Thai. It's not a sexy accent.
Well, what do you think that the two
I think if you think it's a broad sort of thing, I think Irish will get a nod, and I think French will get a nod.
Irish came in at fourth. Now, this is the most popular, not the most romantic.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
No, I thought you were going to tell me.
Sorry. Oh, okay, all right. In first place, tied for first, was the British English.
Oh, God.
And also...
You don't have to do them, please.
Le français. Oh, you did say that. You said French. Le français.
Yeah, so thanks for telling me that.
Parlez-vous français.
Okay, don't.
The parlez-vous français is also seen as the most romantic accent.
You can just say French accent. You don't have to say do you speak French?
Would you prefer me to say the fromage?
That's cheese. Now we just...
They're my only
We are
French...
so far off the coast of where we need to be right now, Eleanor.
They're my only French words that I know.
Just say French.
Je suis? I know that one too.
I am. So the I am, you speak French cheese, is where we're at. And
your
now
menu...
if you've just tuned in, welcome.
There you go. If you've
welcome
just tuned in.
The I am French cheese. If you've just tuned in, no, we're not stitching together a really crap sentence of badly spoken French. We just want to know, what do you think is the most attractive accent? And I'll tell you what, no, you're done. I love you, but you're done.
I haven't even done half of my arsenal yet. I've got.
Is that where your accent comes from?
I'm carrying around a bag of accents right now that I'm just ready to just.
This whole point of this
out.
Bit was not for you to just start smacking out crap accents.
Why?
It's supposed to be an interaction with the people, and see, no one's calling because.
It's my favourite thing
to do. If I'm in this break and I don't know what you want from me.
Okay, Bex, I'll ask you the question. Which do you think is the most attractive accent?
I'm more interested in what the people have to say. 545-11919. Plus, I'll have audio evidence of mine when we next speak. This is a particular famous person who comes from a particular part of the world.
Mm.
When you hear this, it will liquidate whatever you're wearing on the lower half of your body.
Well, I'm in a studio and we're honestly not supposed to get any water in here. So
honestly,
if I'm getting liquidated, that could be a real issue.
Are we professional here or what's happening? Hey, I want you to do me a favor. Can you still put my computer on? This might not be amazing, but it might be get a little clip. From what I think is the sexiest accent in the world.
Let's see if you taste as good as your brother.
Oh, jeez.
That is from Dusk Till Dawn.
Why is she tasting?
Because she's a vampire.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Salma Hayek.
Yeah, that is the sexy accent.
That anywhere in that sort of South American flavour of the accent.
Is that who you're trying to be when you do your Puss in Boots impersonation?
Know, mate. I'm like you. It just lands wherever it lands.
Okay. Mine, the most attractive accent to me.
Yeah.
Here's an Irish one.
Oh, God.
I love the sound of
listen,
the Irish.
Listen. It's not that that's the most attractive. It's just that that's the one you want to do on air because our boss said no doing accents and you've come up with a noble reason to do it by asking people what the sexiest is and now you're just like a toddler running around with a toy you're not normally allowed to play with.
We don't know what you're talking about. Let's go to John from Perigian. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Save us, Jono. What is the sexiest accent?
Well, I like Portuguese. So my fiancé, she's from Brazil.
Yes.
And she actually speaks Portuguese, Spanish and Italian.
Yeah.
And she's only been learning English for 5 years. So her English is a bit broken up. It's funny sometimes the way she pronounces it.
Oh, it's great fun. I grew up with a migrant mother who, again, like your fiancé, spoke many languages and English was the last one my mum learnt. So some of the things we used to have, your children brush your teeth and comb your hairs, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly the same. So,
one vote for Portuguese.
One.
And it's a hard, it's a hard language to learn because there's the two different versions. There's a female version and a male version, and it's the way they pronounce different words, so it's hard to understand what they're bloody saying sometimes. So.
Does she she roll her R's really well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, but see, you think Portuguese, you think Brazilian, and I think, like a lot of people, you go towards that South American.
Mm.
Portuguese has a much harder edge to it.
Mm.
You know, it's almost borderline, sounds like Arabic a little bit. You know, like it's very halfway.
It's more on the Spanish side. She says, like, Spanish people can't understand Portuguese, but Portuguese people can understand Spanish.
There you go. But that's one vote for Portuguese. Thank you, John. And a good thing to learn out of that, Chaney, is that there's, and good for everyone to know, there's a male Brazilian and a female Brazilian.
Okay.
Because you don't want to go in and ask for a male one.
Where Ellie and Bex for your feel good drive home?
Somewhere there's someone from another country who heard that and just went, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because apparently the Australian accent can be quite sexy.
I know. You're a private person in terms of your relationship and stuff. So, but does Dan, how does he feel about the little tinge of bogan that comes in every now and then? Because I love it because I'm a bogan, self-confessed, but I'm 100% bogan, back to back. You can go between, you know, gentrified lady, educated to full-blown.
You know what? I'm not sure. I'll check in with him tonight.
If you're listening, the great Daniel, can you tell me, please, how do you feel when a little bit of, oh, yeah, nah, comes out?
We are talking about this because the survey's been done, asking what is the most attractive accent. English and French have come out on top.
Surprise,
what you think, Sunny Coast. Marky and Croy, what do you think it is, bud?
No. This is back in the day when I was a kid. I had a pommy, mate, and He had the pommy accent and the ladies, but he loved him. The ladies were all over him everywhere he went. So I reckon it has to be the pommy.
Marky, did you ever try putting on an English accent just to see if you could get some bycatch?
No. I used to muck around with him a bit and that. But he's having Tommy jokes and that. He's not here no more. He's back over home. So,
yeah, and probably regretting flying back because when he gets back, he's just got a regular accent.
Yeah, true. Not as sexy when it's your home accent, is it?
Yeah.
So, Marky, if a lady came up to you with a British accent, would that, you know, get your... pique your interest?
I don't mind the pommy accent. Pretty good.
Marky's a discernible creature. A discerning creature when it comes to that. If she was into Holden Utes, however, doesn't really matter about her accent, does it, Marky?
There you go.
That's right. As long as they're into Holdens and like fast cars, they're in.
Oh, there we go. I own a Holden.
Hang on. Not the ones that are built in Thailand. The other ones. All right. Thank you, Marky. Yeah, lovely to talk to you, mate. Ange in Palm Woods. Ange, what's the sexiest accent?
It'd have to be a toss-up between Kiwis and probably the Irish.
I'm an Irish gal,
you know,
as well.
The Kiwi one much maligned, but I think the thing about, I mean, look, it's the same in most countries. We don't even realise it here because we, so intertwined. But there's such a variance between South Island, North Island, and even in between the Kiwi accent. Is it the softer Kiwi accent or the real hard Kiwi accent that you love?
No, probably the softer, the stuff that you can actually understand, because, I've spoken to some pretty heavy Kiwis. It's like, what are you saying? But no.
The ones that say, would you like to go for a dance and that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, it's a pretty slick accent. I'll tell you what, that's why I used to say to you, Jacinda Ardern all the time, and you go, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I love it. Hey, I'm a Jacinda fan, 100%.
Yeah, but I'm not talking politics.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you, Ange. Love that from you. Vote for the Kiwis. That'll make plenty of people on the coast happy. Shona in Palmview, welcome. Tell us, what's the sexiest accent?
I'm a bit of a sucker for the English accent.
Yeah, well, that is what the survey says, is the most popular amongst Australians. Well,
apparently you missed Marky's mate by about 10 years. He could have had a crack.
Why is that, Shona?
I'm actually married an Englishman, so it's okay. When I first met him, I was actually talking to his brother and saying, like, he didn't have much of an English accent. And he said, oh, you should meet my brother then. and 23 years later, we haven't looked back. So, yeah.
There you go. The accent was what drew you in.
Yeah.
All we had to say was hello and my name
was Lauren. Shona, that's wonderful to hear. How have you navigated the last 3 months with all the tears over the Ashes and the Women's World Cup and the netball?
I'm not a big English fan. So I've been pretty well.
Smart pretty guy.
I thought I might have had a divorce on my hands at the World Cup. But we had the netball and the Ashes. So
There we go. Thank you, Shona. Beautiful work.
All right. See you later.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Not happy.
What?
Not happy. I put my neck on the line for this show, do embarrassing stuff all the time. You want some sort of return. I've got a feeling this is going to be one of the most embarrassing couple of minutes of my life. Just to bring everyone up to speed, over the weekend, my favourite footy team, Brisbane Lions, played. Devin Robertson, who's one of the younger players, he got his jersey ripped to pieces, and there's a couple of iconic photos during the round. He's quite a rig. He's like 6'2" and ripped, right?
Oh, I didn't notice.
No shirt on, holding the ball, whatever else. And the funny thing from that was that Dev tripled his Instagram following. But 30-something thousand
it's
now.
It's even more tripled. I mean, it's even more increased, even more.
Quadrupled?
Yep, quadrupled.
That's what we're looking for.
his Instagram following tripled.
In the days since the weekend's game, and you're always pointing out, and rightly so, I have a meagre Instagram following for someone who's been in mass media for 20 years.
Well, you're a bit, dare I say, closer to a boomer on Instagram than you are to a cool hip-hop
There's a
kid.
Core theme here. If you post semi-nude photos of yourself and you've got a really good rig, you'll have massive following, okay? Mm. I don't do that, which is why when you suggested we do a sort of who wore it better and I copy the torn jersey photo, the men's health cover there that the Lions had done, to try and triple my Instagram following, I was a bit, reluctant to do so. Yesterday, there was this little photo shoot. The photo of me, I look ridiculously fat. Maybe that's just...
You do not. You look beautiful.
I look enormous. Honestly, people would be paying money out of Harvey Bay to come and watch me swim, just quietly. And we got it together. Phoebe in our digital department did a great job, except for the fact that I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, she put the actual point of this, including tagging me, in the caption. So what we have essentially is around the internet... Available for the world to see, a semi-nude, fat, embarrassing photo of me with no upside.
Well, look, I mean, you're right. She didn't put the tag
of
Bex919 or whatever your tag is in there. But I did. I chucked it straight in the comments.
You tagged me in the comments. No one looks in the comments. Anyhow, point being, it's all good with me because I'm happy with my 1398 or whatever I had yesterday.
Hey.
How did I go? You've kept me off Instagram all day, which is funny because I'm never on it. Mm-hmm. But
we were looking for a triple of your Instagram followers.
1,400. Take to 4,200.
You started at 1,398.
Uh-huh.
As of today, a mere 24 hours after the photo was posted.
Watch it grow, baby.
You, quite like Devin Robinson, there's the number 3 in the amount that's been...
Oh, no. I've gone nowhere, haven't I?
From 1,398... to 1,401, bud. You've done 3 new followers.
This is new territory. I tell you, I'm going to have to start getting some influencer gigs going. At Bex919 if you want to make it 1,402, people.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. Can't believe we missed this story.
Yeah.
It happened in March last year, right here on the sunny coast.
We really missed it.
Happy Valley.
Yes.
There was an incident that went down. A few girls nearly drowned.
Oh, no.
And coming to their rescue was none other than Australia's own Stephen Bradbury.
Oh.
Right. Do you remember this story at all?
Yes.
So he has just been awarded a bravery award for his rescue. Here's, in his words, what exactly went down.
It was almost cyclone swell out the back. It was 2 metres plus. When I saw what I thought was a log and I thought, oh, that might be a head. And I paddled out. And by the time I got out there, I got close to the head that I'd seen and realised that there was 3 more heads. I managed to get her up onto the board and I realised that the other 3 were further out. I got all 3 of them onto the board, but it was too heavy. The lifeguard showed up with the rubber ducky that my son Flynn had ran to and they scooped up 2 of them out of the water and I got the 3rd one onto the board and paddled them in.
Thanks to Channel 9 for that audio. How amazing. Crazy.
What a legend. And I mean, look, if you get stuck, you'd want an Olympian, wouldn't you?
Right.
Gold medalist,
he
if
said,
you don't mind.
In another interview he did, he said he went into Olympic mode when he was out there.
Yeah.
And
it's
just
actually
scooped him up.
It's actually true. No, no, what actually happens, I mean, look, I don't want to. He's a legend. Oh. He's you know, obviously a much vaunted person in Australian history. I don't want to say that he's lying there.
Uh-oh.
But I heard what actually happened was, it was classic Bradbury. He wasn't actually out there to save them. He noticed that they'd fallen over and he just couldn't help but go past them.
And let me guess, it was Salt Lake City and it was 2002.
Goal for Australia!
Ellie and Bex. 91.9 CFM.